lost. I'm just, I mean, it's unbelievable to wait to such a date, and all of a sudden you're affecting a state as large as Florida with the potential of not having the correct textbooks in hand with a new monitoring system.
I agree. That's Bill Slayton, the Escambia County School Board member, talking the other day during their meeting on Tuesday. And one of the issues, which we reported on quite a bit to you yesterday, was that we are now without a K through 5 textbook in Escambia County. All five of the top five choices from the curriculum selection process were disqualified by the Department of Education, which means no text and no, you won't be able to even pick one until June. So the entire K through 5 math curriculum doesn't exist right now in Escambia County. So the natural question that I had was, what's going on in Santa Rosa County? So joining us right now, we have Jeff Bogus. He is the coordinator of math and science for Santa Rosa County. He's been a longtime teacher there, a guy after my own heart. He's a teacher of math, used to teach Algebra 1. Jeff, welcome back to, or welcome to the Pensacola Morning News for the first time. Good to have you.
Thanks, Andrew. Appreciate you having me.
Absolutely. Okay, let's start with this. I don't know where you guys are at exactly, but are you in a similar boat with regards to texts? Do you have, were you able to select your texts, or where are you at with regards to the texts that have been disqualified?
Sure. So very similar to Escambia County, you know, our teachers engage in an adoption process beginning in the fall and kind of going throughout the winter and spring, looking over the options that are being bid for state adoption. And our teachers went through that process, made a selection, and then when that approval list came out, their selection right now for us is the McGraw-Hill series was not on that approved list. So there were five initial publishers that bid for K-5, and all but one of those got rejected on that approval list.
So you guys don't have a K-5 curriculum either yet, is that right?
Correct. We're waiting on DOE, and the way the process goes is that that approval list comes out, and then publishers have a chance to appeal and make any revisions to that text that DOE deems necessary. And once those revisions are made and submitted and approved, they'll do an update to the approval list. And then that's when we get the green light to be able to move forward with adopting that series.
Wait, I'm back up for a second, because you give me information that I wasn't familiar with here, I think. So you said this process starts in the fall, and that's where you have the teachers, and I think now under law also parents are involved in this. That's right, right? The parents are now involved in this heavily?
Right.
Yeah, okay. So, but you get a list of texts in the fall from the Department of Education? And then the publishing companies send you guys titles for you to look at. So you've been working on this selection process for like 6 months, and then Department of Education gives final approval, and that's when all of the books got taken off the list. So they told you these books were okay in the fall and then told you they were not okay just now?
Kind of, sort of. So what happens is the bid process happens. The bid solicitation went out in April calling for publishers to submit series for the K-5 adoption. Those books were due to DOE in July. And then they publish what we call a short bid list, which basically is sent out to districts telling districts, okay, these are the publishers that have submitted bids for us to consider for adoption. Districts go through our review process and adoption processes with our teachers to look over those materials. We contact those publishers, have them send us samples, and put those in teachers' hands to look over. But that approval list typically doesn't come out from DOE until June or July each year. And so this year, it coming out in April was one of the earlier times we've been able to get final approval from DOE. Historically, the approval of textbooks is typically 95% to 99% of everything that's on the short bid list ultimately gets approved.
Okay.
So this one's kind of an anomaly that, we had so many not get approved this year.
So, okay, so it's a little different in the sense that they're actually giving it to you ahead of time, But normally it's not a problem. Like normally it's not like this where you have to wait and see because normally everything gets approved. Okay, that makes a little bit more sense.
Correct.
But still, I'm just trying to, you know, I'm trying to figure out like how do you navigate in this environment of you suddenly discover that the text you were thinking about ordering, I mean, you can't order them. Because if you order them and then they get disqualified, that's no good, and maybe you don't get a refund. If you don't order them, but you order, like, the number six on your list, you know, that's approved, whatever, maybe you wind up getting one later approved on appeal that you wish you – I mean, golly. So when you were looking at these books, I mean, 41% of these books got disqualified in all five of your top five picks. What did you not see – I mean, was there not – you know, your folks looked at these books thoroughly – did you see things that were objectionable or didn't fit with the new best standards or whatever?
No, in our reviews, we went through those pretty thoroughly. And you know, there are some topics in there that you know are kind of hot-button topics right now. But when you look through those student edition and teacher editions in context, you know, we felt like that content was appropriate for students. None of our teachers raised any objections. We don't hear really any objections from the public as they had a chance to review those. And so we felt pretty comfortable moving forward with recommending those for adoption and purchase.
Wow. And so, I mean, you know, I'm still trying to wrap my brain around how do you get there from here? Because I know for Escambia County, what they were talking about is now teachers are going to be backed up, not being able to have enough time to prepare. You don't know what textbooks you're ordering, just kind of the same situation you guys are in. You, how worried are you that this is going to affect instruction in the fall?
Yeah, we're pretty worried about that. You know, we've got several teachers that are reaching out, obviously, that are, you know, seeing the news and listening to all that's happening with this and, you know, rightfully asking questions, hey, are we going to be good for the fall? And so we're working with our publishers and trying to keep on top of where they are in the appeals process and try and keep on top of that timeline and hoping to get some of that expedited as quickly as we can.
Wow.
And but everything kind of depends on the speed of that appeal and revision process between them and DOE.
Jeff, you were talking about, you know, the concern level. I know one of the most common questions that we get, and I know it was my initial question too, which is, okay, we don't have books for next year. Why can't we just use last year's books? Or, I mean, God, we've been teaching math in this country for a minute. Can we not just use math books? It'll teach math, right? How is that? Is that not an option?
Well, a couple of things could make that difficult. You know, certainly our teachers are professionals, and you know they'll be able to teach standards on day one with whatever tools they have at their disposal. I mean, teachers are just kind of magical like that. They make things work in very difficult situations a lot of times.
No doubt.
But the trouble with using, you know, last year's books is that our series now are often consumables. And so those students are writing in those books, tearing out pages, you know, they're dog-eared and torn, missing. So it's not like we have a fresh set of textbooks on the shelf, you know, from this year ready to go next year. So we may have a couple of clean copies here or there that may be able to be pulled and used. But I imagine if we had to pull the trigger today and use what we know about today, if that approval process goes through and the revisions are approved, but we don't have print materials in hand, that teachers would likely use the digital platform for those publishers to be able to project that on projectors in the classroom and then be able to make it work with some exercises on the board that gets projected for students to be able to work on. But certainly not an ideal situation, but you know, we'll see how that unfolds.
Well, as you say, teachers are creative and clever and, you know, a little twine and duct tape, I guess is maybe what we're looking at for the early
That's
part
it.
Of the fall. Hey, last quick question for you is, I know we've been focusing on the K through 5. In Escambia County, they've got, there were two higher level courses. One that was, it was math for liberal arts majors, and then the other one was a probability and statistics honors class. Those also had disqualified texts, and so they're without a text for those, but they think they can reuse the probability and statistics one from this year. Are there any other grade levels or any other courses that have also run into this challenge in Santa Rosa County?
Right. Those two courses for us are not ones that are offered very often at brick and mortars for us. So students for us that are taking those courses typically take that through our Santa Rosa Online. platform, which is affiliated with the Florida Virtual System. Those guys have their own approved FLDOE curriculum that's different than the ones that are being bid for adoption. So our students won't miss a beat that are wanting to take those classes through through SRO.
Okay.
But as far as other ones that are being affected, the Algebra 2 series that we had our teachers had chosen for adoption, Algebra 2 got flagged for big ideas for not meeting one of the qualifications. So we're working with that publisher and keeping an eye on that revision process to see if we're going to be able to move forward on that one.
All right, very good. And just one real quick thing. I know I said the last question, but you guys don't have necessarily a great idea of what it is that the problems are, or do you have an idea from DOE what things got these textbooks flagged? Have they given you clarification about what it is that got the books flagged or disqualified?
No, there really hasn't been a lot of clarification right now. We've only seen kind of that initial approval or not approval document that you see on the instructional materials website.
Got it.
And so, yeah, we just know that there's either a special topic that they didn't like or some kind of a correlation that they disapproved of.
All right. Well, hey, Jeff Bogus, he is the Santa Rosa Coordinator for Math and Science. Jeff, thank you so much for what you do to teach our kids. It is a really important task, and I appreciate you spending some time to help clarify and, you know, kind of, you know, help us realize it really is a problem, but also, you know, to understand that teachers are going to teach math in the fall somehow or other, and even though this is a problem and not ideal, our teachers are pretty capable, and they'll make do what they can. Thanks so much for the time this morning, sir.
Hey, appreciate you guys. Thanks for all y'all do for education. We appreciate you.